To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Jones and Keefe.
Like I know you said on Monday, some things are important and other things are interesting.
Mm-hmm. You like that, huh?
See, I did actually. Do you also talk to the players about that sort of thing, knowing that they could get amped up for you specifically to try to win this game in Tennessee?
Yeah, this isn't, we're not trying to win one for the Gipper here. We're just trying to make sure that these guys are focused on improving. And I think that they are. I think they're locked in. And hopefully, you know, we can get them as prepared as we possibly can between now and Sunday.
Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
Are you ready for some Vrabel revenge?
Vrabel revenge. Oh, yes. Revenge, Jones, is a dish best served cold, ice cold. I never really understood
hot.
That. I never really understood that saying. I don't know either, but it sounds cool.
It does
it's cool
sound
as hell.
Super cool.
Oh, it's cold blooded is what it is. A dish served cold. There's got to be some sort of origin story that I don't know.
I think if it was really hot, like burn your mouth hot, you'd really get some revenge.
Oh, burned the heck out of my tongue yesterday on a chicken patty. Oh, yeah. Brutal. Couldn't
chicken
wait for it.
Sick yeah. Brad, man, bro. Let me tell you. Oh, wow, yeah, that's a blast from the past.
I haven't had
a nice chicken patty in a while.
It was chicken patty for your boy last night. Fired up two in the air fryer. Couldn't wait.
Air fryer chicken patties.
Well,
wow.
We better get the brag ready. We have one of those stoves that's like half on top, like regular oven or whatever, and then underneath the air fryer.
Nice. Sick brag, bro.
We're doing pretty well
in
our
house. Things are pretty good in the Keith household.
Yeah, we're doing okay.
Half on top on the anniversary. Yeah, that's how that goes.
Girl on top. Yeah. So then I fire up the two chicken patties, right? The kids had already eaten whatever they had I didn't want, so I was like, all right, I'll do chicken patties later. So excited to have the chicken patty. Took a big bite, burned my entire like mouth. Tongue fried.
Really nothing worse.
No, and you're like so excited for it. That's the problem.
Well, if you were an animal, you'd wait 45 seconds for it to cool down.
I think 50% of the items that come out of the air fryer burn my mouth. No joke. Like, I'll put a pizza in there. Not a pizza. I'll put in, like, fries or whatever, like, tater tots, burn my mouth. Burn my mouth immediately. Like, this sucks.
And I have a feeling once you take a bite and you're like, that was hot. And then you're like,
take another bite.
Like a dog.
Yeah.
You're
like, ah, that stinks. Wow, another bite. Then you're mad at it. Burn your cheek and everything.
Let's see if the second chicken patty's just as hot.
It's a little less hot, but so still pretty bad.
It should be revenge as a dish best served piping hot.
Piping
like
hot.
Real hot. Like burn your mouth hot.
Fresh off the air fryer.
That's what it should be,
but it's not for whatever reason. Well, I'll get to the bottom of that. I'll do some research.
No, if you could. I mean, I'm sure no one wants to eat a cold meal, I guess. That's probably the origin of it, but I think they kind of have that backwards. Yeah. So anyway, it's Jones and Keith here on a Thursday.
It's from French literature in the 1800s.
Oh.
That was the first time a revenge is a dish best served cold.
I bet a lot of people read that and said that doesn't make sense, although air fryers hadn't been invented yet. 617-779-7937. It's how you dial us up. Here on Jones and Keith, you can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keith. Watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. You can do the same on YouTube. Watch, chat, and subscribe to WEEI. We will go on the clock at high noon with a Celtics season preview.
Woo!
Which is less than a week away.
I know.
Celtics won just about at the buzzer last night in their preseason finale. Jalen Brown now hurt.
I was going to say, between the media game and last night, they're on a little bit of a heater.
Well, let me tell you, the media game.
They are excited about that.
Joe Mazzulla's trying to explain it away. I don't think it's making sense.
You're making it worse, Joe.
You are making it worse, Joe. And he's a hard guy right when you want to have his back and be like, this guy's a wild man, I love it, he goes a little too far.
We all admit he's crazy. We know he's crazy. Yeah. The second I saw him chomping gum game one 3 years ago, I'm like, there's something off about that guy. Well, something a tad askew about that guy.
Yeah.
But then he starts winning, and then we're like, all right, I like this guy. And then he goes and does something like this, and then the way he's talking about it, I'm like, I don't know, man, you're kind of losing me a little bit. But we'll see how it goes.
Well, we all have a crazy friend or two.
Oh, and yeah. It's like
you can't defend everything your crazy friend does.
Definitely.
And so I guess I feel that way.
That's the beauty of it.
About Joe Mazzulla. So you can discuss there. We'll also get to the Red Sox. Craig Breslow did a little bit of a media tour yesterday. Some interesting answers about the Red Sox and their offseason plans. I would say, as someone who's very Brez pro, they were unsatisfactory answers. So we'll get to that. But let's start with Mike Vrabel and his revenge. You heard right off the top, Keith, this is not a win one for the Gipper type of game.
No.
For the Patriots this weekend, how big of a factor do you think revenge game angle, Vrabel back in Tennessee, how big of a factor is it on the field once we get to the game on
Sunday? Well, you know what's funny is I wonder if Vrabel now, after six games into the season, is like has maybe even higher expectations for the team, because it didn't feel like right before the season started, locally, and I don't know if this was coming from the team a little bit, they were trying to kind of downplay where they were at. Like, hey, this is just year one of Vrabel. Like, let's kind of, like, cool out a little bit. Like, let's lower our expectations. Forget about, you know, 9-10 wins. Let's just go, you know, kind of week to week. So maybe now they have sort of bigger expectations for the season. Whereas if they didn't have that, it might be like, yeah, this is like the mini Super Bowl. This is a huge game, and if you win eight games this year, great, but you beat Tennessee, good one for Vrabel, and you know, carry that into next year. I wonder if now you're kind of thinking a little bit bigger. Not that Vrabel can't help himself and get caught up in the emotion of it. I don't know how you can. I think every player, I mean, do you think Steph Diggs feels the same way about Buffalo that Vrabel feels about Tennessee?
No.
Give or take? You think Diggs more so?
No, I bet deep down Vrabel's even more pissed about it than Steph Diggs is about Buffalo, but maybe I'm wrong.
Okay, no, but I think that's fine. I think that the fact that they're even comparable, and you saw how emotional Diggs was, and he talked about it pregame and postgame, that was a massive game for Steph Diggs.
Yeah.
I bet it is for Vrabel too. Because like for Diggs, you know, he had already played on one team before, so he knows how the business of the NFL is. He went to Buffalo, and then he went to another team last year, and then he got to play his old team.
Well, and that's,
whereas Vrabel, the first team he was the head coach of was the Tennessee Titans. He had a lot of success, didn't go well at the end of the his last year, and then he was gone, was out of football. Well, he wasn't a head coach last year, and now he's back, gets to play his old team. They're worse off than when he left. I don't know. There's got to be some part of him, just the human part of him, that wants to just stick it to Tennessee.
Well, and you just laid out the Diggs timeline there. I just think Diggs, it wasn't, I mean, he played for another team in between. I think he even played against the Bills when he was in Houston, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think it was in Buffalo, but I thought he played against the Bills, if I have that right. So, but there was another team in between, and Diggs was obviously cared a ton. We played you the speech before the game. You saw him on the field. You could see it from the very first catch leading into Sunday Night Football a couple of weeks back. It mattered to him. There's no doubt about it. I think Vrabel's probably even more pissed at the Texans than Diggs is at the Bills.
Yeah, that could be. That definitely could be.
So I think it's a factor. How big of one we can debate. I think it's a big factor.
He did play Buffalo.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Week, it was in Houston, though.
Right. He didn't. So, yeah, he hadn't played in Buffalo against the Bills, but he had even played that team before. It wasn't his first time playing
good
the
point.
Bills.
Six catches, 82 yards.
Nice.
Yeah.
Diggs in a revenge game. Yeah. It's legit.
I know.
So, yeah, I think it's a factor this weekend. And I think you're going to see it in, I don't know, ways where you have an opportunity to embarrass Tennessee. And what does that mean? I don't know. It could be how he embarrassed Bill with the taking, what was it, delay of games when they were about to punt or whatever it was,
yeah.
Running the clock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, if he has an opportunity to embarrass them in a game management way, I think he will.
Yeah.
I think the obvious one is if you have an opportunity to run it up, I think he will, whether that means going forward on fourth downs, whether it means pouring on touchdowns late, whether it means throwing late and bombing it down the field,
yeah.
Trick plays, etc. I think that's the obvious way you could see it play out. And I wouldn't be totally surprised if you get a little bit of it behind closed doors. He's obviously not doing it with the media. But behind closed doors, he leans on that a little bit going into this game.
Yeah.
It's hard to win on the road in the NFL. It's hard to win three straight on the road. This team has not done it in three straight consecutive road games,
yeah.
Weeks 5, 6, 7. They've never done that. So I think he may need to lean on that a little bit more. It's not win one for the Gipper.
No,
at least
but they
not publicly.
Already know. They all, I think they really like Vrabel very much. By all accounts, it seems like they love Vrabel. They respect him. And I think they know what this one means to him. So they don't really need that extra motivation, but it'll be there. Another great Vrabel anecdote and sort of his gamesmanship, his competitiveness, not only was that thing bleeding the clock against Bill, but you remember they ran that pass play to Tom Brady They like injured Brady. It was the dumbest play ever. Like, they throwing the ball to Brady. But anyway, they did that. And then like the next offensive possession, they threw it to Mariota. And they asked him about it in the post game. He's like, well, they threw it to their quarterback. I wanted to see if we could throw it to ours. And it was like, yeah, that's awesome. So
can you see something like that this weekend?
I was going to say 100% prediction that I feel confident in is they're going to run a play on offense that we haven't seen yet. It's going to be something that they were kind of just like saving for a rainy day or a revenge game. Like, I don't know. I don't even know what it is. I don't know how many receivers on this team throw the ball well or whatever, but it'll be something kind of like that that I bet we see. It was funny. NFL Network always does their each game. They do their predictions and they like predict the score. So our old buddy Adam Rank, the fantasy guy, I saw his prediction this week for this game. 59-0 Patriots,
nice.
Which of course was the exact score when Belichick ran it up on Jeff Fisher after Jeff Fisher was all, what was it? That one, was that about Spygate? That was about something.
Oh, probably.
Fisher, something with Jeff Fisher in the competition committee. So Brady and Belichick ran it up on the Titans however many years ago.
Yeah, and I think, look, we'll find out. I think the Patriots are good enough to run it up on this team.
Yeah, the Titans are bad.
So how big of a factor do you think that is this weekend? 617-779-7937, if at all. I mean, Vrabel's certainly downplaying it.
Yeah.
Although the players are aware of it. You'll hear some of that coming up. There are a lot of questions, like big picture perspective questions about Vrabel and his time, what he's learned from Tennessee, et cetera. I thought this was an interesting exchange. I think this is Rochie, if I have it right, asking about getting a second chance and the value in it. Here's what Vrabel had to say about that.
How much has this affirmed you wanting to be a head coach and enjoying being a head coach after what you went through?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to enjoy it. Admittedly, I think it's hard to enjoy it. But, you know, that didn't. I knew once I got to Cleveland that there was, you know, I was sure that nothing else I wanted to do than to have that another opportunity if I could get it. And I think you have to try to enjoy, find different ways to enjoy it, you know, and the good and the bad, you know, having been through both. So
I don't know what's going on in the background.
He doesn't enjoy it? He doesn't even like coaching?
I think he's saying, I think what he meant to say.
Yeah, like in the moment.
Because it comes across weird. It's like, well, I don't have time to enjoy
it. Yeah.
But I did learn when I went to Cleveland that this is what I want to do. And if I get the opportunity, it's going to be valuable. And Tennessee took that away.
Yep.
So, yeah, I expect it to be a factor. Twitch chat, though, $10 shake. Guys, enough with the run-it-up talk. Just win the effing game.
Well, no, I think that's fair. Because I think if you hear that, it makes it sound like they're a juggernaut. Like, the team that was running up the score was the 07 Patriots, which might be the greatest team of all time. So,
point.
I don't want to be like, oh, they can and they will run it up. I just think, given the opportunity, you know, 4th and 1, maybe you'd kick a field goal or maybe you'd punt. Well, maybe now you're going for it. Or maybe, you know, you're up 2 possessions and 4th quarter, you're still passing and Drake May's still in the game. Something like that. But I think it's a fair point. Like, this team, you've heard a lot of people talk about just, like, how good they are already and, like, expectations and where they can be. Like,
I mean,
they're off to a good start. They beat Buffalo, but they're not the team that's like, oh, they can just go out there and beat anybody by 20.
They lost to the Raiders.
I mean, if we're keeping a buck right now, we ass.
They are playing that team, though, so let's not forget that.
It has as much to do with the opponent as it does with the Patriots.
Yes,
the Patriots, in fairness, lost to the Raiders. They struggled to put away the Saints last week.
Oh, the Saints gave them a game.
But, on the other hand, Carolina, who is at least .500, they blew that team out.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think if they have an opportunity to run it up, they're going to run it up.
We dropped a quarter of our games.
Fair question in the Twitch chat, too.
What do you got?
Why would you use up your gadget plays against a team that's ass?
Yeah.
Like Tennessee.
Yeah.
Fair question, but I'm okay with it.
I'm good with this
situation.
Because you do want to embarrass them.
You
like,
want
part of it. And you want to see if it works.
Yeah.
You want to see if it works.
And no, I mean, Vrabel, look, I mean, coaches get fired all the time.
Yeah.
The end for Vrabel wasn't very good in Tennessee. Mike Giardi on his podcast had some local Tennessee guy on, and he's like, yeah, Vrabel was a jerk in Tennessee.
Oh, was he too mean?
So at the end, he didn't have any goodwill built up.
Got
and
it.
So once he started losing games, there was no one to stand behind him. So look, coaches get fired all the time. It's the business. I don't think he's crying over that.
No.
But I think he also wants to send a message that, hey, the guy you replaced me with, you've already fired, and you made a mistake. I think he wants to send that message. Simple as that.
Yeah, I think it's just, it's very easy to like relate to, or I mean, for all these players going up against their former team, like teams that, especially teams that like cut them, right? It's not like a team that traded you. Like Vrabel essentially got cut, you know, and like that's sort of for a player to deal with that. That's sort of another layer rather than like, oh, the team didn't want me. It's like, yeah, they didn't want you, but they traded you for a first-round pick. Like, they obviously still thought you could play. Like, they just didn't want you on the team. So there's, you know, some bad blood there, but you all kind of move on. You're going to get your money. But they were like, we're done. We don't want you. And then anytime a coach is fired, it's almost like they're, like, scapegoating the whole bad season on the coach. So, yeah, you obviously want to come back and show them that they made a mistake.
Okay. You ready for some Vrabel revenge? Do they try to run it up this weekend? How big of a factor is it on the field? And in what ways, if any, has Vrabel changed from his time in Tennessee? You can discuss at 617-779-7937. A reminder, Football Talk on WEEI, presented by Paramount+. Plus, you can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Plus, you can watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let's get to Drake May. What else we want to see out of him now that he's been on a heater, MVP conversation, et cetera, et cetera? We'll do that right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Boomer Esiason joins the Greg Hill Show Mondays at 8. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Boston Celtics closed out their preseason schedule with a 110-108 win over the Toronto Raptors at the TD Garden. Derek White led all scorers with 33 points. Jaylen Brown exited the game in the first quarter due to hamstring tightness. After the victory, Joe Mazzulla said he expects Jaylen Brown to be, quote, okay. The Seas will begin the regular season next Wednesday when they host the Philadelphia 76ers. At yesterday's Patriots practice, Jaylen Hawkins, Anthony Jennings, and Harold Landry did not participate. Stephon Diggs and three other players were limited. Christian Gonzalez and Keon White were both full participants. The Pats are back on the practice field today at 2:20. This Sunday, the Patriots will be in Tennessee taking on the Titans. Week 7 in the NFL begins tonight with the Thursday night football matchup between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals. You can hear the call of the game right here on 93.7. Westwood One's coverage begins at 7:30 with kickoff at 8:15. Tonight, the Boston Bruins are in Las Vegas to take on the Golden Knights. Puck drop at T-Mobile Arena is at 10 o'clock. In the MLB playoffs last night, the Toronto Blue Jays got the 13-4 win over the Seattle Mariners. The Mariners still lead the ALCS 2-1. Game 4 is tonight. First pitch is at 8:33. And the NLCS continues tonight as well. The Los Angeles Dodgers have a 2-0 series lead on the Milwaukee Brewers. First pitch in Game 3 is at 6:08. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Billy Laney. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Coach Vrabel talked a little bit about how it ended for him in Tennessee and sort of opened up a little bit about that today. for you as a player? Is there a little extra for you and your teammates going into Tennessee on this kind of game?
Nothing major. I think the way Coach Vrabel kind of handles it is kind of what kind of leads into how we'll handle it. I think he's focused about, you know, this team and not worried about going back, you know, to a place he coached for a long time and has some great success. So, he's kind of not treating it like a big deal. So I think it's kind of bleeding to us. You know, we're treating it like a another week, another opponent, and, treating it the same. And I think that's the way he's handling it is, the right way.
How was Drake May yesterday? Do you think the guys, and the messaging has been pretty consistent, but do you think the guys on the team are picking up on any of the revenge game and want to win it any extra on Vrabel's behalf? Do you think there's any of that on Sunday?
I think so. I mean, I wouldn't rule it out. And I think it's funny because just 2 weeks ago, you had the Steph Diggs one. And, you know, they're both new to the team, but they're both, you know, pretty big personalities. And they've both accomplished a lot in the league. And so going into Buffalo has its own kind of challenges and motivations anyway. I mean, it's the measuring stick game regardless.
Well, as national TV, that's easier. An easier game to get up for.
That's easier, but I also wouldn't be surprised if even like somebody like Drake May, I mean, look how good Diggs was in the game. Like, do you think it was a coincidence that the first play of the game went to Diggs?
No.
I mean, it hasn't always gone to Diggs in the first play of the game, right? So I think they sort of feed off that a little bit. I mean, we know NFL teams or any pro sports teams will look for any slight extra edge or motivation. So this is an easy one. This is the team that he coached for. This is the team that fired him. And you're going back there, which I think was another addition to the Buffalo game. It wasn't like welcoming Buffalo here and just the team. Like, no, it's the fan base, too. It's like right. All of that. So going to Tennessee, where he
Vrabel's
spent so much time.
In Nashville, in the stadium. And he talked about this yesterday. All the attendants that mm-hmm. work there that he knows, all the various coaches, people behind the scenes that he knows, people who work there on game days, ex-players. It's all of it. Text line, though, 617-779-7937. Guys, I think Vrabel will coach to win the game.
I agree.
I think he's an adult and not as petty as you two clowns.
Well,
he's petty. He might not be as petty as us, though.
Not as Tom Petty as us, but
but he's petty.
He's petty. There are plenty of petty coaches. I mean, the coach that was here a couple years ago was pretty petty.
So, seriously. Everything is about revenge and who is to blame with you guys. So elementary school maturity level.
Yeah.
Again,
he doesn't care about it at all.
Did Diggs care about going into Buffalo?
Yeah, he told us he did.
Yeah. Why? Why did he care? Because he used to play there and he feels
deal.
Like they slighted him and guys need any kind of edge. And again, I think Vrabel's more motivated than Diggs.
Yeah.
Now, Diggs is a player. Emotions are different. I get all that. But I think Vrabel was wronged more in Tennessee than Diggs was in Buffalo.
I know. I don't like real world comparisons anyway because sports world is so different. And this is one where there really isn't a comparison to be made. But if you're in your own job, if you get fired by your job mm-hmm. and then you get hired by another company that did the same job and you were able to do it versus that team or that company, I think you would want to succeed more so.
I think Joe Mazzulla took the media game personally. You don't think Vrabel's going to take this game personally?
Yeah.
Mazzulla ran up the score on Terp. I think Vrabel's going to try to run it up on Tennessee.
I think so too.
Call me crazy. I think they're going to try to do that.
I think so.
Meanwhile, we got a bunch of texts, Keith.
No, I think the fair question is just like, are they even good enough to do that? And we shall see. Like, are they even good enough to like run up the score? Like, we're riding a high right now.
I think they are .. on Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think if this was, I don't know, a more middle
even like
of the
Atlanta,
pack.
Even like Atlanta. Maybe. Like, oh, they're pissed at Atlanta. It's like, okay, well, Atlanta might give them a good game.
They might not be able to do anything about it.
Yeah.
And remember, this was a storyline going into week one. This is eons ago. But this is a storyline going into week one. Is Josh going to run it up on the Raiders? Remember that?
He did not.
No, he did not.
No, he did not.
And maybe the Patriots weren't good enough at that point to do it. Tennessee's so bad. I think it's a fair conversation to have. But I get your point. We're getting ahead of ourselves with the Patriots and their standing within the league on some level. We got a bunch of texts about this, Keith. How big of idiots we are.
Well, yeah.
You said revenge is a dish best served cold.
It is.
And I said, boy,
ice cold.
Wouldn't you think it'd be better if the dish was served hot? And then they burn their mouth on it.
True.
Text line, best served cold means taking your revenge after a long time when your arch nemesis does not expect it. Is that what that means?
Oh, I don't know.
I was never one for an analogy
like
or anything that wasn't like very, very, very direct simpleton. Using my brain beyond that to come up with some kind of analogy or parallel or anything like I wasn't really quite good at that.
Interesting.
So that's what that saying means?
Yeah, so it was a saying from 19th century French literature, although it was also in The Godfather and Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Yeah, I thought it was a Klingon proverb.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. They may have adapted it from French literature.
Well, I imagine the Klingons had it before the French.
Yeah. It says, the saying means that revenge is more effective and satisfying when it is planned and executed calmly rather than acted on impulsively while angry.
Yeah.
Waiting allows for better planning and a more calculated, impactful strike.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not. I guess that's not my philosophy.
No, I'll strike right away.
Snap right back.
Yeah, same.
Snap right back. Regret what I said later.
Twitch chat is claiming they tried to tell us this too. I missed it. You guys were all yelling so
There's
much.
There's a lot going on, guys.
Earlier. What do you want from me?
Can't keep track of everything.
I've got my whole life not knowing the saying. I just realized it.
It's a good saying, though.
I maintain it's better served hot. Get right in there. Get your revenge. They burn their mouth.
Burn their mouth.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that stinks.
Klingons had it backwards.
It ruins your whole
the
day
French,
or night.
What, we're going to take the French's word on revenge?
Yeah.
Right.
1840s, they put pen to paper on that.
617-779-7937. Are you going to be disappointed if they don't have style points running it up level performance this week?
Like no.
Last week against New Orleans, I'm like, they just win?
Yeah.
I mean, look, don't lose the game, obviously. Duh. I think we can all get on the same board with that. I'll be a little disappointed if this isn't a blowout.
Yeah, I mean, they need to win by 8 for me personally.
Oh.
They have to win by 8.
You need that cover.
Yeah, I'm going to need them to win by 8.
Okay.
But no, because I still don't know if they're that good. And I get your complete point about, you know, part of the reason why even going into the season, 10 wins was very much on the table was because of the opponents. And one of those opponents is Tennessee, the team that just had the number one pick in the draft and very well could once again have the number one pick in the draft. So they're terrible. You need to beat them. But I still don't know if they're at that level yet. Like, I just want the wins. And that's an obvious statement. But I mean, like, I won't be disappointed if they win this thing, you know, 21-17. You'll be like, okay. Actually, they didn't cover, so I'll be mad. If they win 24-16 final score, I'll be like, all right, you went on the road. You won 3 straight games that were played on the road for the first time in franchise history. That seems like a nice feather in the cap. And you're 5-2. You're still in first place in the division. I'll take all that as a win. I don't think they're there yet. This isn't Brady and Moss and the ability to score 59 points.
I'll take it all, but I'll also be a touch disappointed this weekend. Like, I have hopes that this is going to be a style points blowout kind of game.
Well, how about this?
That was not my expectation in New Orleans. It's not my expectation every week. Tennessee is so bad. Vrabel revenge.
Yeah, yeah.
Pats are rolling. May's on fire. Yeah, I want some style points. I want them to run it up a little
bit.
Well,
let me revise my answer. If this is like a step back game for, like, they win ugly and Drake May throws 2 picks and fumbles.
There it is.
I'd be like, ooh.
Okay.
I'll be disappointed in that.
Maybe I'll meet you there.
But
May is so-so. There's turnovers. Some of their bad habits on offense rear their ugly heads and they barely beat Tennessee. Yeah. Maybe that's the right
thing. I'll be like, okay, that's not good. And now we have to pump the brakes on everything. But if they win sort of like the Saints game, where they didn't blow out the Saints by any means, but Drake May looked good again, they couldn't run the ball. And, you know, the defense gave up a couple big plays, but they win that way. I'll take it.
They're not getting the same ref crew. I think I saw that.
Oh, my God.
I think I saw
God.
That ref crew as the London game, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. I think they have the early.
Oh, they sent them to London? Package stuff.
Yeah, I think our guy Savage on Twitter said they deported them after last
yeah,
week.
Right.
So they are now doing games in London. So, yeah, assuming you don't get a good whistle
that.
This weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
And you play the same way, you should blow this team out. Is there anything you want to see specifically out of May this week or in his game? Where they want to get the run game going,
yep.
But independent of that, we've talked a lot about that this week. Is there anything you want to see specifically from May that you feel like has been lacking or missing?
So I don't think it's anything that's lacking or missing. It's more just, can he keep this thing up? Like the deep balls he has been insane at. We were talking about it yesterday with Taylor Kyles. He is ridiculous, like 12 of 15 on balls like deeper than 20 on the season. A bunch of touchdowns in there. So, like, do they keep dialing that up? And is he able to stay turnover free again? Like, is he able to keep up that pace? Because that was one of the questions. Going into the year, you're like, all right, how durable is he? Is he going to be able to play in every game? And can he cut down on the turnovers? Because at that point, I wasn't even looking for, like, a 30-touchdown season. I was just looking for, like, a 10-pick season or
right.
10 or under
right.
pick season. So
yeah,
as long as
you looking
keep
more
that
so
up,
at
yeah.
correcting the mistakes and not yeah. turning it over than we were at anything good
I mean,
necessarily.
For me, I think over the last 4 weeks, we've seen just about everything you want to see out of him. You know, I'm not afraid of his running. Like, if he wants to run more, great, I'll take it. But I just think the way he's played, he just looks really comfortable the last couple of weeks. So as long as he keeps that up, I'm good.
Do you guys think the players give a crap about Vrabel's emotions?
Yes.
And he's the only coach who got fired. Give me a break.
Well,
no, I think if they care. No, he's saying, like, coaches get fired all the time. It's cold business. Some of the stuff Vrabel was saying. Which I agree with. Vrabel's not the first coach to get fired and, you know, go and, yeah, and this... get a second job. Like, I'm not crying for Vrabel, but I guarantee you Vrabel cares, and I think it's a good sign if the players care on his behalf.
Yeah, but this is also, yeah, I agree that coaches get fired all the time, but then for them to get back in the league in 2 years and then play against that team for the first time on the road in that place, before that's somewhat unique.
Before Halloween, two years later, right. The guy you chose, you handpicked to replace him, is already gone.
Right.
And now Vrabel has a chance to go dance on their grave. That doesn't happen all the time.
If Gerard Mayo becomes the head coach of, you know, the Cleveland Browns, and they play the Patriots next year, that'll be a big game for Mayo.
Yeah.
Like, it just will be. I'm saying, like, there was no revenge game for Mayo last year. He was a first-year coach. Do you think Bill Belichick, every single time they played the Jets, it was a bigger deal? 100% it was.
Yeah, Belichick didn't care about running it up on the Jets. Nothing personal with Bill and the Jets.
He hated the Jets for 20 straight years.
And the players didn't care on his behalf?
I think they did. They had a pretty good record against the Jets.
Come on. 617-779-7937. You guys can discuss there on Jones and Keefe. We will go on the clock as we do every Thursday at high noon. We'll give you a Celtics season preview coming up again at high noon here on Jones and Keefe. Plus, what does Vrabel think about being in first place? He was asked about this, Keefe, yesterday, and I thought Vrabel gave sort of a confident and very interesting answer. Let's get to that next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Now more of Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
6 weeks into the season, how affirming is it for you to be in first place in the AFC East heading into Tennessee?
That didn't take long. Well, they're not going to cancel the rest of the season, and that's not really our focus right now. But I would say that we put ourselves in a position to play meaningful games.
That was Mike Vrabel yesterday. You heard some of that press conference in Grab Bag. Mike Vrabel made his Grab Bag debut yesterday.
Yeah, that was great.
It was.
Nice to have him stop by.
Just jump right in. Yeah. Couple of questions. Yeah. Jump right out.
Nice.
So the first time I heard that, Keefe, I didn't think much of it. And you tell me if I've been hitting the hash pipe, Keefe.
You might have been.
But on a re-listen,
okay.
I wondered if that was less of a playful answer with Karen. Like, oh, man, that was that didn't take long to ask the question.
Right. That's how I read it.
Another way of hearing it is, yeah, it didn't take long for me to get our ass in first place.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Can I hear it again?
Can I hear it again?
That didn't take long. Well, they're not going to cancel the rest of the season.
So, no. So, it's Karen's first question. She always has the first
we're
question.
We're in first place. We're beating Buffalo. People love us.
I just thought
that didn't take long.
No, I still read it. No, I think it was more of like, all right, that was the first question. Like, we're in first place, first press conference on a Wednesday, and boom. This is the first question, us being in first place.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have more to do with that.
It's my wife on our wedding night.
That didn't take long.
just kidding. That's every night.
Yeah, I was like, wedding night? You got it approved?
Every night?
Brad. Every night? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, good point.
Jones.
It's my anniversary.
Once a year. Get the same discourse.
That didn't take long.
I don't know. Vrabel's a cocky SOB.
He is.
Hey, we're in first place. I told you I'd get this thing turned. That didn't take long.
Take a look at us. No, I think it was. I think the first time you heard it was probably the correct interpretation of it.
Too much time on my hands?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, just file that away.
Okay.
617-779-7937. Keith, you had a very interesting air fryer story earlier today.
Yeah, burned my mouth. I burned the heck out of my mouth on a chicken patty last night.
So we have some air fryer stories here. Mark is in Medford. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys? Before I get to the air fryer story, I just want to say I don't think Vrabel's going to run up the score, but Tennessee's so bad. I'm going to say 35-10.
That'd be running it up, Mark.
35-10. It's a beatdown.
Yeah.
But they're so bad, they're just going to let up 35 points anyway.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
What happened to your air fryer?
My air fryer, nothing happened to it, but I have to say, since I got my air fryer, I hardly use my oven at all, and then I realized. Do you ever have leftover Chinese food?
Do I ever have leftover Chinese food? Yes.
Yeah, of course. No, I eat the whole bucket when I get it.
Chicken fingers and you know, crab legs.
I know what comes in the Chinese food order.
I get the poo-poo for two.
Yeah.
Normally, you put it in the microwave and it come out all soggy and crappy. I put it in the air fryer for 5 minutes and it came out like I just ordered it. It's like the best thing in the world.
Okay, these are air fryer life
hacks. Just a tip? Hey, heat up your Chinese food in the air fryer?
Yeah.
You know, this might be my... You know how Roman Anthony got in a lot of hot water when he was on the Playtessie pod and they asked him what his, like, food hot take is?
Oh, yeah, and he hates ketchup.
He hates ketchup?
Right.
I love cold Chinese food.
Oh, cold Chinese food's great.
Oh, okay. Not that hot?
Cold pasta, cold pizza, cold Chinese food. I love all those
cold
things.
Food's good. Yeah, my wife's always like, you need to heat that up. I'm like, no, I don't.
This is why I didn't get... This is why I never got revenge as a dish best served cold. I never got it.
Oh, a delicious cold meal?
I like cold food. I think that's why that is.
I would love that. Yeah, but that's just an air fryer tip. That wasn't a story. I thought he was going to say maybe he burned his mouth. Maybe he could relate to me.
This is what I thought we were going to
get. He's like, guys, it's better than the night before. You're like, all right.
We get it. Life hacks with Mark and Medford.
Chicken. And then he was also explaining to us what you can get at a Chinese restaurant.
Not to get into everybody's very specific order.
Yeah.
But yeah, I generally understood what you were ordering, Mark. So the Patriots are in first place via tiebreaker, their win over Buffalo. You give them a real shot to win the division, Keith.
So originally I would have said no. Like Buffalo's still going to win the division. However, I did a little bit of research, Jones. I do nothing if not a lot of homework for this program. Both teams are 4-2. Patriots currently have the tiebreaker. The Patriots, we think, have four maybe tough games left.
Toss-ups,
Buffalo rematch. So even then you split the series, even if you lose that one, and then it would go to other tiebreakers. Tampa Bay. TBD on if Lamar Jackson's playing for Baltimore and what they if they've improved their defense at all. And maybe Atlanta, even that one, I'm not saying it's like a murderer's row, but it just stands out compared to like Jets, Dolphins, Browns.
Look, if we're gonna do cartwheels over the Patriots beating the Bills, then we gotta give Atlanta some credit for beating the Bills. Correct. That's all, right.
So let's say maybe four tough games. The Bills schedule is tougher. So the Bills have Kansas City and Philadelphia on their schedule.
Yeah, they have Kansas City in 2 weeks. They have Philadelphia second to last week of the year.
They also have Tampa Bay,
which the Patriots have coming up. Yep.
They have at Pittsburgh, which already beat the Patriots. And then this one's in Pittsburgh. I don't think at Carolina is going to be super tough, but they just lost to Atlanta. And that's the other thing. Like, they just lost to Atlanta. So, yeah, I give them a chance.
You're buying in on Carolina a little bit.
No. I'm giving the Patriots a chance to win the division, actually.
No, but I'm saying, but you're listing Carolina as another, you know, maybe possibly challenging game there.
We'll see. They're 3-3.
Houston's on the list. Pats are still on the list.
Oh, yeah,
as
Houston.
You said.
That's another one that might not be bad.
No, I mean, look, I agree. The Bills have a tougher remaining schedule. I also think this is self-evident.
They're better.
They have a much higher ceiling, and they're a consistently better team, and they're probably in a bit of a funk now. but that doesn't mean that's where they're going to remain.
But I would also say, I mean, the Bills won four straight games, right? They outscored Lamar week one. Then they beat a horrible Jets team. They beat a horrible Dolphins team.
Yeah, they've really beaten nobody.
They've beaten nobody so far. And then they lose to two teams that they were favored by pretty comfortably. So at the very least, these last 6 weeks, the Bills are worse than people thought, and the Patriots are a lot better. So the question is, like, have they met in the middle yet where it's a toss-up? Probably, like, if you had $100 and you had to bet on one of them to win the division, I think the Bills is probably the smarter bet right now, but I'm certainly not ruling it out.
Yeah, I think the gap has shrunk, I agree with that, and I think we've seen that through the first 6 weeks of the year. I mean, am I sitting here picking the Patriots to win the division? No, but they have a much better chance based on how they've played, how they look, and the remaining schedule, which they're finally starting to take advantage of, than we would have thought. Because I thought it was a bit of a hot take to say they were a playoff team. I heard no one saying they were going to win the division.
No. And, oh, God, no. Because I think you thought that the Bills were going to go 13-4 or whatever. And now you're like, well, they may not. You know, they're already 4-2. So, yeah, they may not be as good as we thought.
And again, their Baltimore win is fine. Baltimore is 1-5. But that was with Lamar. That was week one. Mm-hmm. And that was a crazy comeback. But then they've beaten the Jets, who are winless, the Dolphins, and the Saints, who are both 1-win teams.
Yep.
And that's who they beat. 617-779-7937. You guys can jump in here on Pats and Titans this weekend, Vrabel's revenge. And it does sound like players are buying in to Mike Vrabel. We'll give you some examples of that coming up next.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.